Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for a pre-opening check of our markets here today, and we're going to have a complete look at all the markets coming up after this.
Mueller isn't just a brand name for quality metal products. It's a way of life in the heartland. We've been serving Oklahoma for decades, and we're proud of our success and the lifetime relationships we've built with our customers. Mueller is known for manufacturing our own steel buildings and metal roofing. But more importantly, we're known for exceeding our customers' expectations, and we don't take that for granted. Thanks to you, our customers, Mueller is celebrating 85 years in business producing quality steel products and our 85th year of making customers' dreams come true. We can give you a more beautiful home, greater comfort and peace of mind, and a place for your business to prosper, your hobbies to grow, and your lifestyle to flourish. Give us a call at 877-2-MUELLER or visit us at MuellerInc.com. That's MuellerInc.com.
Well, live and feeder contracts seem set to open higher today, boosted by the board's firming action late on Friday. And on the other hand, lean hog futures likely to open lower, pressured by unusually large early fall country receipts and defensive carcass value. Well, the trade volume in feedlot country last week seemed generally light, especially in our part of the country. It'll be critical to check mandatory accounting later today, but it appeared that selling interest dried up around midday Friday when futures snapped off extreme session lows. Look for the cash hog market to open the week with steady to a dollar lower bids. Ready numbers have come on very aggressively in the late third quarter, and they show no signs of cresting. Although the pork carcass value has been slumping, processing margins remain outstanding. The hog futures are set to open moderately lower today, checked by long liquidation and negative fundamentals. On the grain, soybean futures closed down more than 2% and at a one-week low amid low cash markets and new forecasts that have harvest-friendly drier weather in much of the Midwest next week. Corn and soybean harvests in the western Midwest have been interrupted by rain. In addition, downpours there caused localized flooding and left crop fields with standing water. Now, winter wheat closed about unchanged on Friday, while spring wheat was higher for the third straight day. Forecasts keep rain in the plains this weekend, along with warm weather next week, all of which should aid newly planted winter wheat. Now, corn finished a fraction lower on Friday, which was enough to put it lower for last week. The December came to rest just under the 50-day moving average, but it remains in the narrow range of the past week. Attention's on the weather as drier conditions are favored this week for the eastern two-thirds of the Corn Belt, which should allow combines in the fields. Now, soybeans tumbled as the Midwest harvest should advance this week after rain delays last week. We're going to take a look at all the futures right after this.
Since 1987, Superior Livestock has been bringing the market to you live via satellite and now also online. To learn more about America's leader in livestock marketing, call Superior at 800-422-2117 or check us out at SuperiorLivestock.com.
It's a new cattle drive for tomorrow day. Market your livestock the Superior way.
Starting with our livestock futures, the October live cattle yesterday up 20 cents at 107.27, December down 10 cents at 106.85, October feeder cattle up 7 cents yesterday, Friday, 132.37, November was up 22, 129.72, October hogs down 20, 54 even, December was up 30, 48.90. On the grains, Kansas City hard red winter wheat, the December was up 3 quarters, 421.5, the March was up 3 quarters at 438. Eight. Chicago wheat, December down 3/4 at 404.75. March down a quarter penny at 428. December corn down a quarter penny, 336.5. March down a half cent, 346.25. November soybeans down 21.5, 955. January down 21 cents, 961. October cotton was up 56 cents, 59.64. December up 63 at 70.70. November crude oil up 45 at 44.93. And the December up 43, 45.50. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.